Okay, Chaver, so we're learning Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. So the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Beis, tells us that the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, because it's the Kapara al Ko Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol is Misvada Olav al Lashon Ko Yisrael, Shenema V'Hisvada Olav Eskol Avonos B'nei Yisrael. Because it's Kapara for all of Klal Yisrael, so the Kohen Gadol has to do Vidui with the Lashon of all of Klal Yisrael. Then the Rambam tells us that the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is Mechaper, one all affairs in the Torah, Kalos, Chamuros, Maize and Shogeg, whether you know about it, whether you don't know about it. Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is Mechaper, providing you do Tshuva. But if you don't do Tshuva, so Sa'ir is only Mechaper on Kalos. Meaning, if I do Tshuva, says the Rambam, since Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is Mechaper on everything, Kalos, Chamuros, Maize and Shogeg, you name it, you got it. But if you don't do Tshuva, Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is only Mechaper on Kalos. And then the Rambam tells us that Chamuros means anything like Chav Misa or Kares, Shvuas Shav, Sheker, those are Chamuros. But any Mitzvah Selosa say is considered Kalos. That's what it says in the Rambam. So, interesting Rambam. The Rambam talks about the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. And the Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol does vidui for all of Klal Yisrael. Problem. How does someone else's vidui help for me? We spoke about how vidui is a necessary component of tshuva. And tshuva without vidui. And we said that you have to, right, the Rambam's lashon is that you need vidui devarim. You have to articulate. It means I have to say it myself. I can't be yotze with Shomea Ka'oneh. If you do vidui for me, that don't help nothing, right? I'll only yotze if I do the vidui myself. So how does the Kohen Gadol's vidui help? Moreover, Rav Soloveitchik, this is like the classic, you know, getting into Yemei HaDin B'Harachanim. The Rav in the Sefer Al HaTshuva, on page 68 and following, the Rav has a whole essay about these Rambams. And the Rav basically raises another problem. The problem is that the Rambam says that the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is a korban sibur. It's kapar for Klal Yisrael. Like, l'chora, that's a pasuk in the Torah. And the Rambam doesn't have to tell me psukim in the Torah, right? The Torah says, v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso, right? That's a kapar for everybody. Why does the Rambam have to say this? Moreover, the Rav is bothered by Yisdira and the Rambams, that here in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says that Lavin are considered Kalos, but in Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says that Lavin are considered Chamuros. So the Rav has a bunch of problems with this Rambam, and this leads the Rav to develop a Yesod, that what Halacha Beis is talking about is that there's a new element of Tshuva. In Halacha Aleph, we're talking about the individual. And for the individual to attain tshuva / kapara, the individual needs to do vidui. And if the individual is killed, you have to do vidui. Right? Mises Bezdin, Kareis, I injure you, you always know vidui, vidui, vidui. Halacha Beis, however, for the Rambam, is talking about kapara for the tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives kapara to Jews who are part of Klal Yisrael. To the extent that you are a chelak of the tzibur, you will get kapara as part of the tzibur. There are two dimensions in kapara Yom HaKippurim. The Rav explains, and probably in kapara throughout the year. The difference between the yachid and the tzibur is very pronounced. Now, what that means is that the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is mechaper on everybody because it's kaparas hatzibur, but that kapara only comes about, zot the Rambam, if you do some sort of tshuva. If you don't do any tshuva at all, so then you are distancing yourself from the tzibur. If you are omei b'mirdo, if you are saying, I don't care about God, So then the kapara hatzibur doesn't work for you. But if you're not omeid b'mirdo to the extent that you're trying to do tshuva, so that shows that the kapara of the tzibur, that shows that the kapara of the tzibur will work for you. The Rav in this essay speaks at length about the difference between kapara of the yachid and kapara for the tzibur. He has a famous shtikl taira where he says that the bracha that we say in Yom HaKippurim is Melech Mochel V'Soleich L'Avonoseinu L'Avonos Amo Beis Yisrael Mavir Ashmo Seinu B'Choshana V'Shana. So we speak about Avonos, right? Our Avonos and Avonos of Klal Yisrael. Then we speak about Mavir Ashmo Seinu, our individual Ashamos. What's the difference? So the Rav says, well, Asham is Milashon Shmama. There are certain Averis that a person could do that should cause the person to be desolate, destructed, in ganzen zerschmettert, if you want to use the correct language that Klal Yisrael has been using for 1,000 years. Okay, in ganzen zerschmettert, right? That's asham, right? So the individual, there's a characteristic of asham. The individual can do aviris, that individual deserves to be in ganzen zerschmettert. But, right, Klal Yisrael, there's no such thing. So there's avonoseinu and avonos beis Yisrael, but only mavir ashmoseinu b'chol shana b'shana, because as individuals, it's shayev that we should deserve to be destroyed, but as a tzibur, the concept of destruction doesn't help. So effectively, what the Rav is saying is this important yesod of kapara on Yom HaKippurim coming about as kapara of the tzibur rather than kapara of the individual. And that's why the Sayyid HaMishtaleach is mechaper, even though I as an individual did not do vidui, only the Kayin Gadol did vidui. That's the Rav's approach. If you open the Sefer Michtav Me'Eliyahu, I think it's in Chelek Aleph, page 70, the Michtam Eliyahu Rav Dessler has a different mahalach. He says that the reason why the Kohen Gadol can do vidoy for all of Klal Yisrael is because, this almost sounds Hasidish, actually it sounds very Hasidish, you don't expect it, but Michtam Eliyahu explains that sometimes, like, you can get pulled up by the cult of the tzaddikim. When the tzaddik is misalo and the tzaddik rises to a higher level, so the tzaddik drags all of Klal Yisrael with him or her. With her is my addition. The Michtam Eliyahu doesn't say it. But the point is that the Michtam Eliyahu is not focusing on the din of the tzibur. Rather, he's saying that sometimes you could have a tremendous tzaddik who elevates everybody. Again, it's a different approach. I think it sounds very Hasidish on some level, right? Hasidim break into how the Rebbe does stuff, no? And that elevates all the Hasidim. Any of you Hasidish? Any of you want to convert to Hasidism? Okay. That's the basic yesod. Ad kan devareinu in Hilchos Tshuva for today.